One of your season opener shows this fall will be Andy Warhol, Image Machine. At the Contemporary Arts Center, Warhol is more like an old master than cutting edge. What's the thinking behind having this show?
Well, the show, it's called Image Machine, Andy Warhol and Photography, and it, for the first time, really elucidates how Andy Warhol worked with photography and how big of a role photography played in his process of creating paintings and prints and big installations, and also how Andy Warhol engaged with photography in his daily life. So we really felt that this was a show, just as much as our Keith Haring show, that was a contribution to the field that hasn't been done before. So as an institution of contemporary art, we, of course, want to be on the cutting edge and at the forefront of what's happening. And this, in our mind, is a thematic exhibition that really positions Warhol's process and the way he worked in a new way. And also Andy Warhol, as you know, was so influential on so many contemporary artists that we thought this would be a really crucial show to bring to the CAC. In addition, Andy Warhol has had shows at the CAC before. He was part of the first exhibition on pop art in, I think, 1963 that the CAC hosted. And then we exhibited a large installation by Andy Warhol in 66, which was sort of really still very much at the forefront when Andy Warhol was just an emerging artist. So for us, it's sort of looking at our own lineage and our own history, especially now that we are embarking on the 10th anniversary of our building and the 75th anniversary of the CAC as an institution, to sort of look back at our own history and the legacy that we've been able to establish.
My understanding is that you're recreating that 1966 show as part of this. That's an unusual move. I can't think of any museum that has recreated one of their own shows.
Well, it's one installation. It's one room. And it's an installation that still exists. It's part of Andy Warhol's oeuvre. And we thought, why should we create another installation if there is one that pertains to the theme that we actually hosted in 66? So it made absolute sense to us.
Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you about was, what was his attitude toward the Polaroid instant cameras?
Well, Andy Warhol was not interested in the camera in a scientific way. He really didn't care about the technology behind the apparatus, and he didn't care so much about finding the perfect cropping for an image. This is why he loved the Polaroid. It was instantaneous. It was easy. The image came out right away. And what the Polaroid did for him, it sort of abstracted the image slightly. The Polaroid camera doesn't produce a really crisp, nuanced image. And he loved that. He loved just having the contour of a person's face or of a still life that he could then translate into his paintings. And yeah, he just loved the instantaneousness of the camera. He just had it with him at all times, and he just took an enormous amount of pictures. And then later in his life, when the small miniature portable camera was invented, he turned to that camera. And for the first time, he really worked with rolls of film that he had to develop. But only when the miniature camera came out did he turn to, I mean, literal black and white silver prints. Before that, it was the Polaroid camera and photo strips that came out of the photo machine.
So who's the curator of the show, and what can you tell us about him?
The curator is Joseph Kettner II. He recently did an exhibition on Andy Warhol's late works and has established himself as a really insightful Andy Warhol scholar. I have known Cho for many years. We actually worked together in Boston. So through many conversations, all of a sudden, this theme came forward as one that would be amazing to do. And we hired him as a guest curator to put the show together for us.
Will the exhibition be seen only here, or will it travel?
It travels to Boston. It's going to the Rose Art Museum in Boston, and then we'll see if there's another venue that emerges.
Who are some of the famous people in the Warhol photographs in the exhibition? And also, how much do you think Warhol is responsible for today's celebrity culture?
There's Liz Taylor in the show, and Marilyn Monroe, and Cheryl Teagues, and many, many, many others. Roy Lichtenstein, he was also really interested in sort of the artist luminaries that were part of the New York scene at the time. I think that the celebrity culture was already part of New York's society. I don't think that he created it. but he was really masterful in tapping into this new desire of a celebrity culture, and also obviously masterful in adopting mass media image strategies for himself. He certainly gave it a shape and an image that it hadn't had before.
He was the right person at the right time.
Yes, he was. Absolutely. And he plunged himself into the middle of it all. I mean, he immersed himself into the parties and big galas of New York at the time. And again, he always had a little camera and a tape recorder. I mean, he was a brilliant observer and he captured everything. The camera was, in my mind, his medium to relate to the world, to relate to people. I mean, it happened through the camera for him.
How does this show fit into Photo Focus, the citywide celebration of photography that's taking place this fall?
Well, as you know, Photo Focus has created a groundswell of excitement around photography, and all major institutions and many smaller ones are participating. And again, for us, it was the question, what can we contribute to the discourse of photography that hasn't been said quite yet? Photography is such a big field, and there are so many exhibitions, there's so much theory, there's so much teaching around photography, and also so much practicing around photography. And for us as an institution that is really trying to carve out new ideas and to think about different media in a different way or to add something new to the discourse, we felt, let's do something that nobody has really maybe thought about this way before. And this is why we decided to embark on this project.
Are there special events in connection with the show?
Yes, there will be several. I mean, of course, they're happening all over the city, but we have a few really amazing public programs and performance programs lined up around the show. One of them is a performance by Dean and Britta that we're actually doing in collaboration with the Emory Theater. And it's a group that is a little bit akin to the Velvet Underground. They were called Luna at the time. And they are literally performing improvisational pieces to screen tests that Andy Warhol shot. And I think it's going to be phenomenal. So the screen tests, if people don't know what they are more or less four-minute film portraits that Andy Warhol did of his friends and other celebrities. So you might have, let's say, Marlon Brando sitting in front of the camera for 4 minutes. And 4 minutes is just enough time that your face can't hold the tension of smiling anymore. Mm-hmm. So you just watch these faces starting to contort and sort of moving into their more natural state from a smile or a really serious expression. So Dean and Britta are improvising music over these film portraits. And it's an amazing, amazing performance. And we're really happy to host it here in Cincinnati.
Your exhibition season this year is divided into three sections, and each with two shows appearing for a period of months. Let's touch just briefly on the exhibition that happens at the same time as the Warhol show. Mm-hmm. It's called Green Acres, Artists Farming Fields, Greenhouses, and Abandoned Lots. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's, again, sort of a first of its type. It's the first exhibition ever to investigate farming as an art form and as an artistic medium. And it is curated by another guest curator who has a relationship with the CAC already, Sue Spade. She used to be curator at the CAC and was one of the first curators who made green efforts or green initiatives as part of the sort of exhibition canon. She curated an exhibition in 2002 called Ecovention. And as an institution, we had a few other shows really focusing on ecological themes and how artists have brought really crucial perspective to how we relate to our environment and the necessity of treating the world around us in a sustainable way. So this show, again, makes sense as part of our exhibition program, part of our lineage. And again, it's one of these endeavors that for the first time literally looks at a phenomenon that artists around the world have been engaged in for the last 40 years. So we are going from large indoor farms to projects in the community, and they bring a new perspective to what farming means for us as human beings.
Thanks so much for coming in to tell us about it, Rafaela.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
We've been talking with Rafaela Plateau, director of the Contemporary Arts Center. For more information, see the link at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.